Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. We're rocking and rolling here in Washington, D.C. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for letting us partay in your day today. So as we continue to celebrate, we're celebrating here, folks. We're celebrating small businesses. You know there's nothing I'd rather do than do that. And the only place I'd rather do it is than anywhere else is Washington, D.C., our nation's capital. How about that, folks? That's right. I'm continuing to broadcast from Washington, D.C., and as I have been doing now for a dozen years or so, maybe 13. I always forget how many we've been doing this. We've been our annual pilgrimage to Washington, D.C., and for the last few years, we've been celebrating small business with the U.S. Chamber of Commerce and their annual summit, their Small Business Summit. And today, we've been introducing you to members of the U.S. Chamber's Small Business Council. You've already heard from Harold Jackson, from Mike Bucci, from Patty Vanderpool, from Dr. Billy Blair, and now you're going to hear from Joe Reynolds. And Joe Reynolds is the guy who created he's actually what they call the architect of adventure. How about that for a title? Not the least bit pretentious. There is it. And Frog Events. I'm sorry, the Red Frog Events. Isn't that a poisonous frog? The Red Frog Events is the name of his company. Joe Reynolds, welcome to the show.
Hi, good morning.
It's good to have you here, Joe. How you doing?
Yeah, I'm doing great. Yes, red frogs are poisonous. I was on a beach down in Panama when I decided to when the light bulb moment happened, and I decided to name the company Red Frog Events after that moment.
You couldn't have named it after something cuddly like a koala bear or a kitty or a you couldn't have said, you know, brown puppy events or something that's cuddly and lovable. You had to name it after a poisonous amphibian, right?
Another reason I did that is red frogs are unique, just like our company is very unique. I founded the company based on the premise that I thought running events needed to be spiced up and turned into more of a all-day adventure
and
experience.
So that's the story you're sticking to, right?
Yeah.
So, okay, what about this architect of adventure thing? What does that mean?
When you get hired on a Red Frog event, you get to pick your own title. And I like to strip down traditional managerial tiers as much as possible. So along with that, rather than call myself president or CEO, I call myself the architect of adventure.
So, Joe, basically, you're not a regular guy, are you?
No,
I mean you're a little bit strange, aren't you? I think we lost Joe. He's at the same place as all these other people, folks. But for some reason, we're having a little bit of challenge getting him connected. But I think maybe the red frog thing might have worked in there. One of the things we're going to get Joe back on. One of the things I want you to notice. I hope you've noticed this. I hope this hasn't been lost on you, and I don't think it has been. Is that whenever I've talked to these individuals, these small business owners, every single person that we've talked to today, Harold, Mike, Patricia, Billy, Patty and Billy, I should say, and now Joe, every one of them are small business owners. Every one of them have told us about things that they were concerned about, things that bothered them, that worried them. But then when I said, what are you excited about? Every single one of them, and they're not listening to each other. They don't know what the other one has said. Every one of them has said, I'm excited about the prospects for America. They're excited about the prospects for what the United States is capable of, especially if we can get small business owners, if we can get things going so that small business owners feel optimistic, feel less uncertain, more certain, a little bit able to plan. They don't feel like there's as many things and many shoes to drop on them. And there are a lot of things like that right now. There are a lot of things for small business owners to be concerned about. But fundamentally, underlying all of that is this attitude of excitement, this attitude of being excited about the future. And Joe Reynolds, thanks for getting back with us. Tell us a little bit more about your company. Now, you're an events planner. Is that what you do?
Yeah, I'm an event planner. We like to call it event producing because we put on large-scale running events that's open to the public. So it's not just planning events for other people. We produce our own and welcome anybody to join in our event.
Like a run or a bike or a swim or a climb or something like that?
Yes, all of our events involve running in some way. Our original one is called the Great Urban Race, and that's a citywide scavenger hunt where teams of two go around on a wild city adventure for the day, and we're now in 40 markets with that event.
So lots of sweating and sore muscles and ibuprofen in your world. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, and a lot of beer. We try to make it
event at the... You're starting to redeem yourself a little bit there, Joe. Give us your website, please.
Our website is www.redfrogevents.com.
Redfrogevents.com. And where do you do these events?
We're now in 80 markets worldwide. We do them all over the country. We just had our Great Urban Race in Washington, D.C. last week.
Are these your organizations in these 80 places, or do you franchise?
This is all us. Our headquarters is in Chicago, and we produce the events and travel around the world putting them on.
How about that? Hold on to that thought, Joe. We're going to take a quick break, folks. The Red Frog Guy, the architect of adventure, Joe Reynolds, and I will be right back. This guy's pretty excited. He's a pretty animated guy. I'm going to find out, does anything bother him after these messages? Stay with us.
Does anybody really know what time it is?
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.